Hey everybody, this is Marianne, the sound and AV girl for Sunday Morning Mimosa. If you could all take a seat, we'll get started in just a minute. If you're wondering where Tawny is, who's supposed to be our production assistant, apparently she demoted herself and is now a waitress at the Happy Oaks Family Trailer Park Bar and Grill. They should have chosen me, and I told them from the start they should have chosen me, but no one wants to listen. So if we can all get situated, we'll get started in just a minute. Okay, everybody? Okay, and we're on 5, 4, 3.
Hello. Do you love it?
Hello, everybody. How's everyone doing today? Take a seat. Take a seat. Gorgeous Sunday morning. So gorgeous. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Let's get started. Got a big show today. As you can see, Steven's not here. Oh, thank you. Hi, Vula, Nico. How are you? Thank you so much for that baklava, Vula. You know I love it so much. I do. I really love it. All right. Can we get all... Let's all take a seat. Take a seat. And we'll get started, all right? Oh, well, how is everyone today? This gorgeous, gorgeous Sunday morning in October fall. Can't believe it's already October. I really can't believe it. It's ridiculous. For those that don't know, I am James, co-host to SundayMorningMimosa.com, the world's funniest comedy, internet, podcast, show, video, blog, whatever we are, entity. So, how are ya? How are ya? That's what we say here. Normally for hi, how are you? Because we're normally just a little bit tipsy from our mimosas. And for those who have listened, you've heard our recipe for mimosas before. Tawny, our one-time production assistant, who's not with us today, knows how to make a mean mimosa. And normally I have my good friend Steven here, who co-hosts with me, but today he is off doing God knows what. But you all know and love our new co-host. We love her so much. She had such a great dynamic to our team. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our good friend, Victoria. Come on out, Victoria.
Hi, everyone.
You look gorgeous today, Miss
Victoria. Oh, stop. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
In your little scarf.
Well, you know.
I'm wearing a scarf here today, too. Do we have the AC on, Gil? Gil, our producer, Gil, everybody. Do we have the... No, it's a little chilly in here.
It's a little chilly in here. I'm glad I brought it. You know, Gap is making some wonderful scarves this season.
Oh, is this the Gap?
Yep. I know.
Love it. Who would have thought? This looks very Pakistani.
Well, Middle Eastern, you're thinking.
Well, Middle Eastern, like Berber.
Yeah, well, I think that's what they're going for now.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, for those who can't see, this is very Middle Eastern Burberry scarf.
Very plaid. Plaid is in.
Plaid, but like that classy plaid.
Yeah, well, that's me. Classy plaid.
Well, hey, wow. I don't know about that. Okay. I'm not so sure about the classy part.
Wow. Great to be here, everyone.
Are we excited about Halloween?
Oh, right, my God. Around the corner? Right. I can't even believe
it. Right around the corner.
I don't even know if I have a costume yet.
You need to get that together.
I know. Can you really believe it?
Really need to get that together. I cannot say what I'm going to be because it's a surprise, and I know some of our listeners are going to see me, so... I'm not going to reveal, but I will tell you guys as soon as, I guess the Sunday after Halloween, I'll tell you.
Well, can you give me some help with my costume? Can I have some ideas?
What could you be?
I've already been the nurse, Catwoman, you know.
Those were costumes you just pulled out of the bedroom, right?
Wow.
You're like, I already have that.
They do come in handy, you know.
I already have the Catwoman costume. I'll just take that dirty nurse costume.
So
although your dirty nurse costume is like literally a dirty nurse costume.
Exactly.
There you go.
So I'm trying to step it up a notch this year. Mm-hmm. I may be going to a couple big parties.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Any famous people or what?
One can never tell.
You never know who's going to be there.
You never know. You just bump into people in the city all the time.
You know who I saw? I went to see Margaret Cho at Radio.
Love her.
Radio
City
Musical.
Oh, my God.
So funny. So ridiculously funny. This was, I have to say, her last tour. I didn't go to it, but I have the DVD. It was okay, but a little too political. A little too...
You wanted more funny?
More funny. I mean...
Always funny, though.
She's always funny, and she's always political. But this one was a real good balance of it. It was a real great balance. I was laughing my ass off the entire time. It was great. It was so great. And...
She lost some weight.
Well, she lost weight a while ago.
Is she still skinny?
Yeah. You know who opened for her was Kelly.
Yeah.
Shoes. Let's buy some shoes. It's funny, really funny. Although, I have to say, the actor who plays Kelly, Liam, if you guys don't know, look up on YouTube, Kelly Shoes, and she'll come up, I'm sure. It's really funny. He has a show, kind of like ours, that he does online, and I have to say, he showed some videos of his show, and I think that the videos were funnier than his stage performance.
That's always a risk you take when you do that.
I mean,
as a performer.
That was just my opinion.
Right.
So who knows? Other people, I'm sure. I mean, he was very funny on stage. He played a couple different characters, and that was fun. But yeah, I think his videos were a lot funnier. Check out his videos online because they're really, really funny. His name is Liam, The Liam Show. He does the character Kelly, who does this song, this sketch called Shoes. Look it up on YouTube.
Very funny.
What else is going on? Election right around the corner.
Oh, God.
I don't want to get into it.
Oh, these debates. I fall asleep at them every time. The only one, the vice presidential one. I mean,
well,
everyone wanted to see that one.
Can we talk about this for a second?
Yeah.
Sarah Palin. This is what I'm going to say. I have to say, we're very hard on her. For good reason. I mean, she's going to be in a very important position. But let's give her credit where credit's due.
And where
is that? She's brought a lot of attention to politics and a lot of attention to the election this year. I'm going to be honest. This is horrible. I have never voted before. Never.
Wow.
There hasn't been many. I'm not that old. There hasn't been many elections for me to vote, but.
James.
I know.
Really?
I know. It's a sad state. But I'm registered this year. I am voting this year because please God, let there be a good new administration.
We'll know
credit.
In a few weeks.
We will know very shortly. Oh, my God. But I want to give credit to Sarah Palin where credit's due. I got really interested in this election, in this campaign, because of her. I wanted to tune in for entertainment purposes. She's very entertaining. I can't wait to see her stumble.
You want to see her mess up.
You do.
The thought of her potentially being a vice president
is entertaining.
Makes me cry. I go home and cry every night.
And
a little bit. A piece of me dies every time I see her.
You know what, Victoria, I know you're new here, so I'm going to tell you. We don't like to get too political here. We like to be in the middle a little bit. And I, being a Gemini, like to see the good in both sides. And I think there are good in both sides. In fact, watching the presidential debates, I got really confused. Because it went from being informative to McCain's like, no, I didn't do that. I did this, and you did this. And then Obama's like, no, I didn't do this. I did this, and you did this. And it's like all these, I want to say accusations, because I don't know if all of them are true, because both of them were contradicting and saying, no, that's not what I did. So how do you know what's right anymore? How do you know?
No, it's true. I mean,
how do you know what's right?
You don't. I mean, teach their own, but I think, you know, if we're tuning in to see Sarah Palin for entertainment values.
There you go. You're probably in luck.
Yeah.
You're probably in luck. And I think, really, I wish I had, you know, I'm going to go into the booth to vote. And again, I've never been in before, so I probably sound just as ignorant as the aforementioned. But can I, like, put on a slip of paper, like, another person? Like, I'm going to put Tina Fey.
You can do a write-in, I think.
I think Tina Fey should be president.
I think she would be a great president.
I think she'd be an amazing president.
And what that says about the state of things is
not good.
Indicative.
Not good. And I'm sorry, Sarah Palin, I don't want Joe Sixpack running the country. I think Joe Sixpack's great. My best friend is Joe Sixpack.
He's a maverick.
I think mavericks are great. I think it's all good. And I think we're getting, again, too heavy on the politics. So we'll get to funny stuff in just a second. But Sarah Palin, I don't want a Joe Sixpack running the country, because you know what? I'm a Joe Sixpack, and I don't think that I could run the country.
Absolutely.
And I don't want someone who would probably take, I mean, I don't think that I could do it. It's a big job, and I even give credit to Bush. It's a big job to run the country, and I probably wouldn't be doing much better than Bush's.
Well,
okay, maybe a little bit better.
You know, James, I think you're quite
talented. Am I being hard on myself?
Yeah, I think you should.
Am I being humble?
Yeah, please, don't be humble at this point.
Am I being humble by assuming that I could be president?
I think you could be, and I think you could do a damn fine job.
You know what, listeners, everyone in the audience here, put my name down on that ballot. James.
There you
from
go,
Sunday
James.
Morning Mosa. Do it.
SMM. You got
Why
it.
Why not? Do it up.
Yep.
All right, let's get to our guest. We have a very special guest here today. You have heard us talk about her time and time again.
Oh, fabulous.
But, you know, we've never had her here. Never.
She been busy or what's going on?
I don't know what the deal is, but I have to say, I think our listeners will know exactly who she is when I say her name. She is the manager of our aunts, Anita M. Buffum and Gina Marie Ritali. She runs Pretty Woman Incorporated Talent Agency, which I think is a new company.
I've never heard of it before.
I've never
heard of
it, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, is she ready, Gail? Are we ready? She's not ready yet? Okay. Well, we'll give her a second.
She sounds like a classy lady. She probably needs a couple more minutes
to get ready. I'm sure she does. We're good now? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage our favorite artist manager, Trisha.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. So glad to find you.
We're glad to have you here, too. This is so exciting.
Oh, hi. Oh, thank you.
Can I sit down for
a minute?
Please, sit down. I know.
I've been ready for hours, but you know what?
You look beautiful.
I don't have that much time, you know, so.
Right, I can imagine.
Let me catch you.
Let me make you a mimosa. Here you go.
But I just want to let you guys know that my girls, Anita and Gina,
yes.
have a show coming up October 30th with Danny Leary. Oh, my God, he's fabulous.
Oh, yeah,
he's so funny.
Exciting.
Wow.
So funny. I think he's on VH1 or...
Yeah, one of those kids. That's exciting.
October 30th.
Yeah,
okay.
Very exciting. Okay, what else do you have going on for your girls?
Well, you know, after that, you know, that's happening at the Duplex, and then my girls are back at the Duplex on November 7th. You know, we had to cut our tour a little bit short this summer, so, you know, we got them another date. Truth be told, I'm going to be honest, I don't know if anyone's going to come, but you know what? Good for the morale, you know? That's what I do. I keep my girls' morale up. So it's very exciting, but really what we're gearing up for is the holiday show. I mean, I'm thinking a lot of red, a lot of white, a lot of green, and a lot of pink. You know how my girls do, but it's going to be fabulous, a little Santa baby thing going on. We're having two shows at the Duplex, one on December 12th, which is a Friday night, and then following week on December 18th, which is a Friday night as well. It's very exciting. You know, those Friday night time slots, those are very big deals. So, I mean, you know, I worked my magic on that one. Let's just say I had to go to the back room for that one. But, you know, we're also working with Crescent Street Films. They have this great video they just put out.
So exciting.
I don't really know what's going on, this little Palin.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And Obama-rama. But, you know, my girls know all about it. So, you know, they're very educated and they can speak very intelligently.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we know.
You know,
we've heard
them.
They
put this little video together. Very informative for the viewers. Now, also, if you want to see these videos, if you're, you know, tech savvy, I'm sure most of your viewers are. You go to YouTube.com and you do that little backslash, and then you do SundayMorningMimosa.com, which, oh, so glad to be here.
So easy.
So if you go to YouTube.com/SundayMorningMimosa, you can see this video. It's very informative. They talk about Palin. They talk about Obama, McCain. I think his skin's face is falling off or something. I don't really know, but... You know,
well,
they know what's going on.
Yeah, I saw the videos. I think they're so funny. And I don't know if you have any part in it, Trisha, but great work on the girls' part. Those videos are hilarious. And actually, I have to say they kind of swayed my vote a little bit. I'm basing my vote off of the Anita and Gina election series.
Wow, James, they were that informative.
Well, I mean, I think you saw it, right?
Yeah, Gil played me a couple of clips before I came out here, but I didn't get to see the whole thing.
Oh, well, yeah,
so I'm going to watch more. They talk about
abortion, they talk about women's rights, they talk about, God, what else? I mean,
they seem pretty savvy when they come on the show. They know.
Yeah,
God, you have no idea.
Now, I want to ask you, Trisha.
Yeah, sure, go ahead, hon.
I know you're in a hurry, but I wanted to ask you quickly.
Yeah, hurry up.
Now, your talent... agency, your management talent agency, Pretty Woman Incorporated Talent Management. Now, what is that all about? How did that get started? What's the Pretty Woman? What's all this about?
I don't really like to go into too much detail about it. I just think it's like a clever name, but, you know, let's just say that back in the day, you know, the movie Pretty Woman,
in real life, I may or may not have been a character in that movie. You know, I'll leave you guessing to who I was again. But, you know, it's those were the days, you know, past. But I'd like to commemorate that with a little, you know, a little flair in the name of my company. I think people really respect a pretty woman. And I think they know what we're all about when they see that name. And that's why, you know, that's why my girls chose me.
That's really great. You look really young, actually, to be, you know, head of this company. Do you have lots of clients? How long have you been, you know, how long has this been going?
Well, you know, honey, let's just say that I've had a little bit of work done so, but thank you. You're very kind. You're very kind. You know, I've been trying to do this for many years, really, you know. I mean, let me think. It's been a year and a half now. I mean, God, it's been a journey. I mean, I only got my office space like a week ago, but it's just been a dream come true, and I've been, you know, decorating, and it's just been a long journey, and you know, it seems like forever. And, you know, Dr. Goldberg, he just keeps me looking really young, you know?
You do, yeah, you do look great. I wanted to ask you, too, do you have any other clients that we might know of? Any big names or even any, like, you know, people local here to Manhattan, any big Manhattanite celebrities? Do you represent
time.
Any of
oh
those
my God.
People or
well,
what?
I really have to go. Thank you so much for having me on your
oh,
show.
Really?
Oh, I think my phone is ringing. Hold on. My BlackBerry's buzzing off. Yeah.
No.
Well, you know what? Thank you
that?
So much for having me.
Okay.
I thought that was
Please
mine.
Please come
I...
see the girls. And, you know, I'd
okay,
love to
yeah.
come back
yeah.
anytime. Thank you very much. Victoria,
oh,
very nice
you.
To meet
it was so
you.
Nice
You're
meeting
a wonderful
you.
Young lady.
Oh, you as well. Thank
if
you.
If you ever want a job, you know, come down to Pretty Woman Inc. You know, we could definitely use you. You got that. Look, if you know what I mean, wink, wink. All right, but I really
you,
gotta
go.
You. So,
Are
thank you
sure
so
you
much
gotta,
for having me.
Really,
and you know,
go,
we'll talk
or?
Soon. We'll be back. You know, go
okay.
see the girls at the duplex.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Oh, God,
yeah,
my BlackBerry's buzzing. Gotta go. Oh. All right,
okay,
bye,
all right,
guys.
All right, bye, Trisha.
Bye. Wow.
Wow.
What a force.
Yeah.
What a force to deal
just,
with.
Lots of energy.
I can see why Anita and Gina are so successful. I
Absolutely.
Can really see it. All right. Well, before we're out of time today, can we please talk about real quick? Elizabeth Hasselbeck and
yes,
The View.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't understand how Barbara Walters keeps her on. I don't
know what they're... I mean, ratings? Is she a pretty face?
Well, I guess the ratings are through the roof, but I just don't get it. I can't even... What a twit.
Unbelievable. What,
oh, Gil.
Really?
Gil, come on.
Can we just have another minute?
Come on. Really, Gil?
Please.
Really? Wow.
I don't
All right.
come on that often.
I know.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much for being here yet
thank
again,
you
Victoria.
So much.
Thanks to Trisha. And hopefully,
she was great.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
So great. Don't forget Anita and Gina next week, October 30th, Thursday.
Two weeks from now. Yeah.
Not this Thursday, next
yeah.
Thursday,
mm-hmm.
the 30th. At the Duplex with Danny Leary's comedy show, On the Rocks. So exciting.
So exciting. For them.
We will be there. Victoria, can we expect
yes,
you there?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Victoria will be there. Come out, see us, meet us, get your picture taken with us, and we will talk to you next week. Have a good week, everybody.
Bye.
We'll see you
Thank
later.
You.